You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dawn was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. The trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. Happy Friday. We're so glad that you chose to listen to us. Right now, we have to tell you all about Brittany and what's going on with her. We haven't heard from her in like a week or so, but then she put up a post. What is this? And now she's gone. She gone.
Tattoo time. It's tattoo time. Get the Brittany crew together, kids, because there's a mystery to be solved. I've got some plot points that we need to lay out, and you can help us connect the dots. Okay, I'm going to sing because it's Friday. She's off Instagram again. And this time, it's because of a weird-ass post about her hot uncle potty training her.
Ah!
What? What? No, really. So I saw this story, and actually what came up in my feed, I'm going to take you on the journey that I went on this morning, Dawn. So this morning I'm trolling through the feed just to see what's new, what's popping, what's shaking. You know, we got a hit show to do, so we got to have some fun things to talk about on this beautiful Friday. Other than the pigs that are loose on the street somewhere, because God almighty,
what?
People won't shut up about that on Twitter.
I don't know about that. Okay.
Some pigs got loose. Everybody's like, here? Look, they got pigs on the road.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, you know, y'all, we are a big ass city. We do not need to be getting that excited about pigs. Yes, here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got pigs. We got pigs right here in River City. It was actually a pretty funny story. And in fact, I will say it is not every day. That wildlife, it's not wildlife. I guess pigs aren't wildlife, are they?
They can be.
I guess it could wild be wild boars. Pigs, but these were real wild pigs.
Okay.
I mean, these were not real wild pigs.
Domesticated.
These were real domesticated
pigs.
Taking
you to slaughter.
Exactly. Anyway, so beyond the pig story, I'm just, I'm being footloose and fancy free to make the point, which is when I saw there was a story about Britney Spears leaving Instagram, I said to myself, what's this all about? Now, she has left Instagram many, many times before. In fact, I came across another article that had all the times she's left Twitter and, or excuse me, Instagram and why, right?
Right.
And here's what had happened. Apparently, she made a post and it had to do, well, it was a picture of Brad Pitt. Okay. And the picture of Brad Pitt looked very loving and beautiful because Brad Pitt is a beautiful man. And it referenced her uncle.
Okay.
When she was, I guess, young. She was pretty, pretty young. And she was, at that time, her uncles. So it would be her dad's brother. I guess they're twins. Are they twins? I don't know. Brothers. Anyway, the two of them were living with them when she was two. And one of them was helping her learn how to potty train, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, okay. So she posts this picture of Brad Pitt with the following quote. We all have our family issues, but I do have a beautiful family. My mom and dad were a stunning couple when they were young, like shocking attractive. Okay. I'm sharing this picture, again, of Brad Pitt, because he looks so much like my uncle, it's kind of creepy. Well, speaking of creepy, My dad's two brothers lived with us when I was growing up. When I was two, the one that that is identical to this picture helped potty train me. My miniature baby toilet was bright yellow, but one day when I sat down, there was a crack in the seat and cut my little booty. All I remember was he picked me up, we looked in the mirror together, and he said, "Don't cry."
I'm very concerned about this post.
It's just
That's it.
Yeah.
So we start out with my parents were hot. My uncle was hot. He helped me potty train. I cut my butt. He picked up my naked body and looked at it in the mirror.
Yeah.
Why does hotness of the uncle have to do with this potty training experience? It's very confusing, Brittany.
Well, it's also just very, you know, on point for Brittany because she's always super duper confusing.
But, I just want to take like three different random things from my life and put them in together, like post it like Brittany.
Yeah, you totally could have like a Brittany AI filter that just like creates posts Brittany style. But anyway, so that post happened. A bunch of people responded. Even Sam responded and was like, you know, "Oh, stay away from my sexy wife, Brad Pitt. You're so attractive."
What? Or something.
I don't know.
Come on. Is he trying to make it better? Like, hey, this is normal. It's okay. Let me reply to this so you guys don't make it more than it is.
Let's make it even creepier. So then she removes her account. Her account's gone again.
Okay.
Off Instagram. Now, but wait, there's more. Turns out, at the very, well, not far away, I think that was yesterday. So today, we learn that apparently Lance Bass, and I found this over at Page Six, Lance Bass claims Britney Spears flaked on meeting his kids. Quote, "It's very strange." Actually, this was a couple days ago. But the thing that connected all the dots came up today because dear listener Phil sent me a video of someone on Instagram who's like deep, 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 deep in the Britney weeds.
Sure.
So I missed this story from Lance Bass. I don't know if you saw it, but Lance Bass claims that Britney's team had contacted him so that she could meet his twins. However, he never heard from them again. Quote. And now he was talking on his podcast, Frosted Tips.
No, that's not what it's called.
Yeah. She's reached out through her people. Wanting to meet my kids and all that. Okay. He then went on to say that everything was fine until apparently she flaked on him when her handlers put a stop to the meeting. You have to talk through people, he said, of communicating with Britney. It's very strange. So that's a thing. So she totally flaked on Lance Bass.
But she's it sounds like her handlers were like, she's not doing this.
Yeah. So people are concerned, like, where is Britney and why is she not able to hang out with Lance Bass, right?
Yeah, let her hang out with someone so we think she's okay.
So you've got Britney off Instagram. You've got Lance Bass not being able to hang out with Britney because where is she? And you also have this little gem, which is today is the 1 year anniversary of Britney and Sam's wedding.
What?
Can you believe it's already been a year?
No.
Put those things all together.
Five.
I don't know. Aliens? No, I don't know. They've been together for more than a year, right? But their wedding was just last year.
I can't believe that because there were a lot of celebrities there, like Madonna. That's all I can remember. Right?
Yeah. Madonna, Soleil Moonfry. No. It was, what's her name? She's from that show and that other show.
Yes.
And
she's super popular.
Is
Katy
really
Perry?
Popular. Selena Gomez.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
I so it seemed like,
guys, we should not worry about Britney. Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. It seems like Britney, we were hopeful, like, look at all the friends she has. She just doesn't talk about them. You know, that's what it seemed like. The fact that she could...
They invited a bunch of people to her wedding that she was not close to because anybody that she was close to has been pushed out of her life, which tells me that even though this legal conservatorship is still in full, or excuse me, is no longer in full effect, there are people around her preventing her from having actual, real, wholesome, real, real, organic friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the people that showed up at that wedding were celebrities, people tangentially related to Britney.
Like Paris.
But not her actual friends and family.
Okay. I just looked up how old Lance Bass's twins are, and I guess they're just a year old as of February 6th of this year. So I was just wondering, like, I didn't know if they were 5 years old, 6 years old, and this was something that happened, you know, a long time ago, but it's within the last year.
No, he's saying, so, like, yeah, it's recent.
Recent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that
so I don't know what it all means, but I'm telling you, there's, you know, you want to watch this space, as the kids say.
Okay. And she will be back. She's done this many, many, many times.
She has, or maybe they have.
Oh, God. I don't know if I want to go along with that narrative anymore.
You don't have to, because I will, and many, many other people will. Yeah. I go back and forth, sure. I totally get it. But like, when you see that people are actively trying to keep Britney away from people that she used to be friendly with, and by all accounts, she's been friends with Lance Bass.
Yeah. They kind of grew up in the same at the same time.
Yeah.
Really. So, man, I wonder why it's been taken down. Like, if it's her, she just decided, well, she got a lot of negative comments and backlash and about the post. So she just shut it down, I guess. I mean, if it is somebody else, let's entertain that idea. What is their goal? Making her look weird and crazy?
Yeah.
But is anyone making money off of her still?
Yeah.
There are?
Yeah, because remember, the conservatorship is technically over, but there is still this, like, post-conservatorship plan that's in place, and there are people that are still employed by Britney.
Oh.
There's a whole team of people Britney employs. So there are definitely people, and I wouldn't trust all of those people, because if they, at one point, were working for the conservatorship and are now working for Britney, you don't know what people, a.k.a. her dad, what kind of relationships he still has with those people.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder how long that goes on, where she can just be free of all of it.
Well, as somebody that I watched on Instagram earlier today, I don't remember what the name of this young woman was. She's never really going to be free, in the sense that, like, if not the conservatorship, if not the controlling family members, then the media.
Mm, yeah.
Right? Because she can't really be free in the way you and I can.
Right.
Because the minute she walks outside or says something or does something, the world is going to descend upon her.
Exactly. She can't really go anywhere.
It's a rough life, man. But we'll be here to tell you all about it wherever it goes. Okay, when we come back, our good friend Mike is going to have all the latest from Hollywood. He's doing a Dirtler right here on
At First Equity.
Hey, my talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. If you have not made your regular checkup appointment, now is the time. Right down in Apple Valley, super convenient to the metro, my favorite dentist of all time, Dakota Dental. You're going to love the experience of that regular checkup and cleaning. You're also just going to feel great, look great. It'll be a great thing to check off the list. We're already halfway through the year. You've been paying for those benefits. Put them to good use at one of the best dentists in the Twin Cities. Now, I also tell you about the wonders of dental implants, or maybe other procedures like crowns or bridges or other dental work that maybe seems really big, scary, complicated, expensive. Whatever has prevented you from taking the best care of your dental health possible, call the team at Dakota Dental. Ask questions. They've got answers and great dental care. DakotaDental.com. Tell them Bradley sent you.
At OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Here's the latest in entertainment with the Dirt Alert and Mike.
We'll start things off, Dawn, with one I think you're going to be pretty excited about. We thought this might be in the works sometime very soon, but according to a new report, The Legend of Zelda has a movie in the works, or at least the license for it. According to a podcast, Hot Mic Podcast, Universal is close to wrapping up a deal for the rights to produce Legend of Zelda movie.
Okay.
Did you play that game?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For
I don't
sure.
even know. What
a
was
new one just came out.
Oh, really? So they still make Zelda games?
Oh, yeah. It's huge, especially on the Switch and yeah, it's really big. I am waiting to start playing it, and people are ahead of me in the household. So I'm watching scenes and stuff every day and seeing all the cool things that are happening. But there's some work I need to get done before I allow myself to start playing this game. It's consuming.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, this game was one of the first on the NES, one of the first real adventure games that you can play on the NES. And
all these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
It's continued to grow. And like you said, the two of the biggest titles on the newest Nintendo Switch are both Zelda games. And this would be the same production company that did the Minions movie and then Super Mario as well. So again, another Nintendo tie in there with Illumination.
For some reason, I thought you meant a live action movie and I was trying to cast it.
Oh, no, this would, I think, probably go the route of animated. Yeah. But who would you cast if it was live action?
Oh, my gosh. I immediately thought like
it'd be Link.
Link. Oh, my gosh.
Who's Link?
Link is
the main character.
He's the main character, yeah. Somebody who's like maybe a little elf from Rings of Power, somebody from an unknown for sure.
Sure. Okay.
You know, I thought Tom Holland at first, but I'm like, he's a little old.
Yeah. He's taking a break. So
I was going to say, he's on a timeout right now.
Yes.
Taking a little break from Hollywood. One show that is not taking a break from Hollywood as it's getting opened up this weekend, Transformers Rise of the Beasts.
Ooh.
Transformers.
This is the Transformer movie where all of the cars that are transforming now are transforming with all of these gigantic animals like gorillas and stuff, and they're defending our world. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. $8.8 million in previews, though. So there you go.
Yeah, okay.
That's
fine.
Yeah.
It'll make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Is Michael Bay directing it?
No, I don't think this one's Michael Bay, is
okay,
it?
Okay, good.
No, I think he's been done with Transformers for a little bit, maybe.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know. But that's opening up this weekend. So for those who are excited about it and celebrating, good luck. Have fun with it. Should be fun. That's the new movie coming out today. There's a bunch of new music out, including the song that dropped yesterday. Remember we heard little clips of Vulgar?
Yes.
It is officially out now.
Yeah. So that's the Sam Smith Madonna remix.
There you go.
Remix, duet.
Yes, it is. It's the duet there. And they say it, the way it was described is the song picks right up where Unholy left off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The sound is a Middle Eastern melody of Unholy, kind of has that same vibe. Sam and Madonna are rapping similarly to Beyonce's Cozy, I guess is how they also describe it.
Okay.
So there you go. And Sam recently canceled the gig in Manchester due to the injury. They will be starting the North American leg of Gloria the Tour next month.
Mm. And that's coming to MSP, or not the airport, but...
The X.
Yes.
So there you go. That's some new music on the way. Also, Janelle Monáe has a new album out, the fourth for the actor slash rapper slash singer. So
okay.
The Age of Pleasure is what it's called.
I mean, everybody should be a Janelle Monáe fan. I mean, she does great music, so I'm sure this will just have lots more of that.
Great music, and if you haven't seen Glass Onion yet, wow, she's fantastic in that one.
She's a great actress, right?
Yes, very multi-talented, very, very awesome to see
and
her.
And a fashion diva.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
A little bit of everything there. Apparently, the Netflix password crackdown is doing exactly what they had hoped it would do. U.S. signups for Netflix are the highest they have been in over 4 years, according to researchers.
See, you know, you gotta pay for what you use.
Mm-hmm. I can still log in for some reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe.
Are you sure your daughter's logged in?
I don't think she has been. Oh, I think that's the thing. As soon as she does, it's over for me.
Yeah, she started
it'll be
and
over
then
for her, won't it? Or no, it's the other way around.
Well, I don't, she pays for it, so I don't know why I would be, like, once she logs in.
Yeah. Sure.
Anyway,
yeah, it's up over 100%. They reached signups of 73,000 from May 25th to the 28th, and that is a 102% increase from the prior 60-day average. And this is most signups they've had since basically the COVID lockdown began. So
I mean, and I think in the short term, you'll see it's the people that we're going to do this anyway. Mm-hmm. So once that's done, then it'll be interesting to see if the growth continues or if it's just sort of a one-time blurt for all the people who are rule followers.
Yes.
You know, because I imagine there's a lot, many more who probably aren't rule followers and they're not going to sign up.
Yeah.
True.
Chris, this would be fun. Imagine you're rehearsing for Broadway's Back to the Future. We're less than a month away from the performances for Back to the Future to begin on June 30th. And while they were rehearsing and going through it, Doc Brown shows up.
Oh, really?
The real Doc Brown?
The real Doc Brown. Christopher Lloyd made an appearance during rehearsals for the Broadway Back to the Future. They have some great talented individuals kind of recreating that 1985 hit. And he popped in and shook some hands, posed for some pictures, and just visited with the entire cast and said he was great to meet him.
I wonder if he could have, done that role. Right? Because, Doc Brown was an old character and now he's older, but I don't know what he's actually up to.
Is it a musical?
I don't.
Or is it just
I'm assuming it's a musical, yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sorry, musical debut. Yep, okay. It is a musical.
I wonder what the fake Doc Brown felt like. I bet he was like, oh God, please don't stay in the scene. That would be really nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Roger Bart is the individual playing Doc Brown.
Okay.
And this was in London for a while. They did it over there before bringing it to Broadway, I believe.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, if I remember correctly. All right, moving on to some advice from a comedian. Did you see what Eric Andre told people?
No.
Well, Eric Andre lost about 40 pounds for his new season of the Eric Andre Show.
Oh, I did see this. Is this the one where he was like, I shouldn't have lost all that weight?
He basically said, here's my advice for you. Stay fat.
Okay.
He says, there's a reason why skinny people are B-words and fat people are jolly. Skinny people have, I'll leave out the words there, attitudes because they're, leave another word out, starving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
anybody who has gone on a quote diet can relate to that experience. Am I
sure,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
He went on to say, I say stay fat. If you're fat or chubby, stay that way. I felt great, but it wasn't worth cutting out French fries.
Right.
You should not deprive yourself of French fries. Come on.
There you go.
You don't have to have all the French fries, but you can have a couple.
That's true.
So a little advice there. And finally, this story, which blew my mind, but televangelist Pat Robertson died yesterday, and Twilight fans were devastated because people on social media thought it was Rob Pattinson who passed away.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Who makes that mistake?
I mean, have no idea.
Robert Pattinson died. No.
No.
That's Pat Robertson, guys.
Oh,
totally different character.
Robertson, not to be confused with Robert Pattinson. So, yeah, social media kind of blew up for a bit. I don't know if it was just people kind of trolling or what they were doing, but it did create both names were trending yesterday, thinking that
so terrible.
That Robert Pattinson may have passed away.
Every article I saw had Pat Robertson's face on there, though. How do you... I don't know. I guess if you're just reading text.
I bet there was a fair amount of trolling happening.
Yeah.
Fair amount of trolling and then, proof that people just never really read past the headlines and read it for a second and then move on to the next thing quickly. So when you're just scanning it, it's amazing what you can read when you're not actually putting some thought into it.
Exactly.
And there you go.
Oh, God.
Fabulous, Mike. Thank you for all that lovely alert of dirt. And when we come back, do you have any juicy bits of gossip over there?
Well, I don't know. I'll see if I can find some.
Fabulous. We've got a blind item bonanza when we return, hopefully, on My Talk 107.1.
McLean for Livia Weight Control Centers. Summer is here and, not officially yet, but if you're heading to the beach, the ballpark, or a barbecue, summer's more fun when you're feeling your best. And Livia Weight Control Centers can help you make the most of our beautiful summer days. They have doctor-recommended programs. You get 8 weeks free when you mention me right now, and you could lose up to 15 pounds or more by the 4th of July. It's just depending on where you're at with your weight loss journey. So I lost 30 pounds with my time with Livia, and I still keep the weight off because it was such a great program. They teach you how to live your life, grocery shop, you know, adjust to your own lifestyle, and it is totally personalized to you. It's local, personal, and they make you feel so comfortable. So get that 8 weeks free when you say I heard this on My Talk, 855-GO-LIVIA, or you can visit Livia.com. That's LIVEA.com. It's Dawn McClain for Livia Weight Control Centers. I'm through waiting, the Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk, 107.1. Thank you for joining us. And now it's time to get into our favorite part of the day, juicy bits of gossip with the names left out. Blind item. Blinded by the
item. All right, let's get going with this one. The Year singer doesn't care about the NDA he signed, so this should get very interesting. Wait until you hear the things he called the mom of the A-plus list singer.
Ooh.
Matt Healy. And Taylor Swift's mom?
Apparently.
Ooh. Oh, no. So he signed an NDA?
Oh, I'm sure. Are you kidding?
God, that's so cold and weird, yeah, isn't it?
I mean, totally predictable.
How do you bring that up? Like, hey, if you want to hang out with me, you have to sign this non-disclosure agreement.
Which is when I think when somebody pulls out the NDA, you go running in the opposite direction.
For sure.
That's when you pull out one of your own.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you want to write me into a song, you got to sign this first so I get paid.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to hire you as my agent.
You got
Mike, that's a great idea. Anybody she dates should go, okay, you've got one, so do I.
Two can play that game. Matty Healy is who we're going for there. Matty Healy doesn't care about the NDA he signed, and it should get very interesting. Just wait until you hear all the things he said about the mom of Taylor Swift.
I'm trying to remember what blind items we've heard about the mom.
I don't remember.
Because knowing Enty Lawyer as I do in his blind items, that sounds like a reference to me, but I don't honestly remember or recall anything about mom in the archives.
I don't even know what she looks like or what her name is.
Mrs. Taylor Swift's mom.
Is she rarely mentioned?
These are all good questions.
Yes. We'll think on that. Do you have another one?
Oh, of course. Blinded by the item. This A-list singer has asked her husband multiple times to fly overseas to see her, but each and every time he has said no because he's far too busy with work. Still has time to go to the clubs and meet women from online, though.
Who is it?
I think we talked about it this week.
We did?
Did we, Mike?
No comment.
Okay. I will kick around somebody who likes to do, to try to get you there. Think what I'm thinking. Cat eye makeup.
Cat eye makeup?
Mm-hmm.
Adele?
She loves a ponytail.
She loves
and
a ponytail.
Just exclusively wore a ponytail for a very long time.
Somebody with cat eye makeup and wears a ponytail.
And we know is overseas.
Oh, Ariana Grande?
There you go.
Yes, and Dalton Gomez.
There you go.
Yeah, we did just talk about those two. Fill in the blank.
Yeah, that was yesterday we talked about it because apparently there were pictures of Dalton at a club hanging out and getting cozy with somebody that wasn't Ariana Grande. But according to this blind item, Ariana has asked multiple times for Dalton to fly overseas and see her. But each and every time he said, no, I'm far too busy with work. But yet, of course, he still has time to go to the club.
Babe.
Oh, gosh, he is a celebrity realtor, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure, pretty high up in the world of, like...
He's just showing houses, babe.
He's showing houses.
He's got really expensive houses to sell.
I mean, if you go overseas just for a day, your recovery on that is pretty hard, you know? So it's like a 3-day experience instead of just one.
Are you making excuses for...
Yes! I'm trying. But he can still broker deals overseas. He can get Wi-Fi on the plane.
If there's reports that you're cheating on your wife, maybe it's time to, you know, head over across the pond.
Yeah.
Where is she?
Probably be a good idea. She's filming Wicked, which I believe is filming in London.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. This is a long process.
I believe.
It's been a while because I remember seeing pictures of her, the still pictures that they released from the Wicked movie, and people made a big deal about her weight at the time. But that was a while ago, like a couple of months ago. So she must have been gone for a long time.
Yeah.
He's getting lonely.
I've been working on that one for a while. And yes, it is. I have confirmed Buckinghamshire, which sounds like a fake place, but it's very real.
Sounds like a fake British place.
Yes, yeah, exactly. For sure.
It's a real fake British place.
Let's do another one. Blinded by the item. All right, moving on to this little juicy bit. How about this foreign-born A-list singer who was once in a boy band will not be a halftime performer at the big game next year. Now, if they ask his ex and she agreed, then she could bring the singer on stage with her, but there is no chance he's going to be doing it solo.
I'm so confused. But a former boy bander who is going to be at the halftime show next year, who doesn't want, or who's not going to do it, but he's got a famous wife who would do it?
Famous ex.
Is this Harry Styles?
Yeah.
Oh, and but Taylor Swift?
Yep.
Oh, okay. My God. Taylor Swift is not doing the Super Bowl.
You want to bet?
Oh, do you want to bet? A betting man just said that to you. Do you?
I feel like that's a bad bet to take.
I do, too.
You think
I think she's gonna... on the short list. Absolutely.
Why?
I don't.
She is too busy making actual money.
I know, but you think you're not making actual money when you get that many eyeballs on you for that performance?
No, she doesn't need to.
Well, I don't know.
Gonna be suspended
Ariana Grande,
in the air the
sure.
Whole time.
Okay. She's gonna what?
She'll be suspended in the air the whole time and just float above the crowd and float above people like she's omnipresent. Yeah.
Cher did that actually once at a concert at the Target Center. They flew her around in a cage around the audience. It was amazing. Mm. I just think like she doesn't need to, but you could be. Look, I'll bet you come up with the amount. We'll figure it out.
Yes. I would say maybe not. I'm trying to think, where is the Super Bowl next year? Because usually sometimes they'll tie it to.
Do we know yet? Is that like a.
Yeah, that's been announced for years now. They're like 4 years out or something. Okay. Yeah. But yes, I'll fill in the blanks first.
We got one of them, right? Yeah, it was super cold. I remember.
Yeah.
Big deal. Everybody freaked out.
52. Yeah. JT performed.
That's right. He did a Prince thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it.
Let me just fill in the blanks, although you guys did a great job of it. Harry Styles, who was once, of course, in a boy band, will not be doing the halftime performance. He's not going to do it solo for the big game next year. Now, if they do ask Taylor Swift and she agrees, then she could bring him on stage with her, but there's no chance he's doing it solo.
Okay.
For some reason, Auntie Laurie feels that way.
Oh.
I think so, too. I just feel like both of them are, like, above it, but, truer words.
Yeah.
Truer words.
I would like to see somebody who's active doing it. As much as I enjoyed the Rihanna show, it could have been better.
Just made me nervous. I thought it was cool, but all those platforms, I'm like, someone's gonna fall off. Okay.
Yeah, they were like chained to those things.
Yeah.
They were not moving.
Yeah.
Well, let's do another one. Blinded by the item. I guess it was nice of the illiterate reality star to say the quiet part out loud about exploiting their kids for the next 10 years so the family can keep the show on the air. Did the kids say yes to this?
Oh, it's either Kim or Chloe or Courtney.
Who are you going to go with?
I'm going to say Kim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I don't know the story, though. We can be famous.
Yeah, I don't know.
They have been from day one, basically.
I don't know the story either, but apparently during probably one of the most recent episodes, there was talk about getting the kids involved.
Really put the kids out there? Because, you know, that's dangerous.
I know, but how are we going to continue
so much
to make money?
Yeah, I mean, it's creepy. Mm-hmm. I have always thought the worst. I don't know. I've got thoughts. Nobody cares. It's fine.
It is hard to know what to do. It really is. Like, if you have a reality show about your family, half of having a family, if you have that many kids, is being a mom. So do you not show them? It would be hard.
Yeah, hard because you're already trapped inside that thing. But that's the thing. You trapped yourself in there.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are reality shows I watch on TLC where they just feature a couple kids and the other one you've never seen before.
Yeah, well, the Osbournes, you know, what's the, like, Invisible Osborne?
Yeah.
Amy?
Amy, yeah.
Let's do another one. Blinded by the item. Rolling through them on this Friday.
Pew, pew, knocking them down.
This will be the final one. It should be a quickie. It is only because she is an A-minus list singer/actress that a cop recognized her that she didn't get a ticket for public intoxication.
Ooh.
Well, the description of the A-list singer turned
A-minus
A-minus list singer turned A-minus list actress is Selena Gomez. Okay.
Ooh, did you get that from your notes?
It's first on the list.
Look at her. Are you gonna? You need to publish a cheat sheet for listeners so they can play the home game.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
Did you guys see that video of her screaming at somebody playing soccer, yelling she's single?
No.
I saw this on, I don't know what I saw it on, one of the social media. She was yelling, watching some people play soccer, and she was sitting there and just screaming, yelling that she's single. Apparently they did something good that she was turned, you know.
Oh, she's like, attracted to, myself.
And she's like, just, you know, I'm single.
I'm
I don't know.
Single. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So according to Auntie Laura, the only reason why she didn't get a, because he's implying she was obviously intoxicated at that point. And the only reason she didn't get a ticket is because the cop recognized who she was.
Okay.
But I mean, she's just sitting there watching people play soccer. You know.
You can't drink when you're watching people play soccer?
I guess you could. I don't know what happened after that, but.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, Mike, thank you. That was a delicious crop of blind items. Dawn, do you want to go deeper?
Yeah.
You got more in there in that bag?
I do, and I know you do as well.
All right, we're going to dig out our sack when we come back right here on MyTalk. Hey, MyTalkers, Bradley here. Will you do something for me? I want you to mark your calendars for Wednesday, June 21st. You've heard me tell you about this wonderful celebration of World Refugee Day with my friends at Alight. In fact, I'm going to be moderating a conversation with Andrew Leon Hanna at Quincy Hall in Northeast Minneapolis on June 21st at 6 p.m. Andrew is the author of 25 Million Sparks, The Untold Story of Refugee Entrepreneurs. There are a number of reasons I would love for you to attend, least of all because it is a moment and an opportunity to celebrate displaced persons around the world and support them and to show your support. And also in attendance will be some new Minnesotans, Afghan, Ukrainian newcomers who settled in our community over the last year. It's going to be a wonderful event. The key is, though, you need to reserve your spot. So do so by heading to wearealight.org/Bradley. Again, join me on June 21st at wearealight.org.
Hi. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1. This is the place for entertainment. It's also the place for juicy bits of gossip with the names left out.
Blinded by the item.
Okay, it's my turn today. Let's see what I've got for you here. Oh, this former nighttime talk show host from a cable network just opened up about a threesome she had with her boyfriend and even named the ex-boyfriend. It turned out that that was the reason they broke up, because the host started hooking up without the boyfriend with the other person who happened to be someone who worked for them.
Wow.
Mike, I know who this is because I saw this story, but I want you to I want you to figure this out. So it's a talk show host. How did you describe
this former late night talk show host from a cable network?
Yeah.
And a female, you said.
Female.
Because mm-hmm. she hooked up.
I don't know if you said that, but she is a female.
Yeah, because you said it was the threesome situation.
Mm-hmm. And she had a boyfriend, but it could be a man with a boyfriend and another employee. You never know.
It's a lady.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I feel like if this is the story I saw, I feel like it's a lady.
Yeah, it is a lady.
Okay.
Just trying to throw you off there.
I'm struggling. Help me through this.
Let me just break it down. So there's a girl, there's a boyfriend, someone that works for them. They all get together and have threesomes. She starts hooking up with the employee only. And then she's like, I need to break up with you. And he's like, oh, okay. She even said on this talk show she was on, this is the boyfriend. Sorry, dude. Yeah. Now you just found out why I broke up with you.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah.
But she is one of those people. She is a person I'd be like, I am not surprised because she overshares. And it's kind of uncomfortable. And she usually makes me feel that way. I do love her, though. There are parts of her shtick that I love.
Yeah.
But she's got a sort of that sort of like, I'm just going to bear it all. Think of female.
Yeah, I am.
Late night. It's a small pool.
It is a small pool. And that's why I can't believe I can't think of this individual.
She has been in the Twin Cities, I will tell you that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's been to her tour.
She gets a little political.
Mm-hmm.
Tours.
That's what it was mostly about, getting people to vote.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And we are the same age, which I am blown away by because I feel like she does not. I don't feel like we look the same age, but that's a thing.
give it away. I don't know. You've hit a blind
spot
for me.
Is it Dawn Chelsea Handler?
Yes,
there you go.
It is. Okay, now the guy, you won't know him because he was just an executive, Ted Harbert, and they hooked up with their female masseuse.
Yeah, and she went back for more, and didn't she say, like, it was so good, I just decided to go, you know, we went and did it on our own, and then I was like, well, I guess I don't want to be with this guy. I think that is a sign, actually, right? Like, if you have a threesome and you find yourself going back for more with the other person.
That usually happens, doesn't it?
Oh, God.
It's I don't know.
Yeah.
There's always two far more interested parties.
Yes. And that's the thing why you wouldn't want to do it, right? Yeah.
I mean, that's why you should really get into like four or more, because then it's not, because three is always a weird number, right?
Yeah. Like, as Kenny says, make yourself useful.
I don't know what that means. In an orgy?
Yes. Yeah, he goes, okay. Just make yourself useful.
Yeah. You don't want to just sit there.
Wow.
I mean, unless you're Jerry Falwell Jr.
Oh, no.
Then you're in the corner.
No, that's what he says. It's bad.
No, it's what I will say is good for her.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah. Those anecdotes, I'm always like, okay, well, I didn't need to know that.
Oh, I just think it is like so juicy that she would just name the person. That's what I love about her.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
Well, now your name, every time people Google Ted Baxter. They're going to, oh, you're the threesome guy.
Oh yeah. You dated Chelsea Handler. Not that you're,
and she left you for a masseuse.
You're an NBC broadcasting chairman. Ooh. Well, now you're just a threesome guy.
Yeah.
So thank you. She said that on Watch What Happens Live. I'm sure Andy was going crazy. I did not see the video.
Just one more reason to not want to date a famous person, right?
But yeah.
Because then you get sucked in and they define you.
Yes.
Because here's the truth. You come into contact. I don't know why I feel this way, but I just feel like, because, you know, I listen to a lot of stuff. I watch a lot of TV.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like you get involved with a famous person and they define you because people only listen to them. They're not listening to you.
You don't have a voice. They don't know who, people don't know who you are.
He could have been like, actually, she was really crummy in bed. Uh-huh. And I was like, bye. Go have your masseuse time.
Yeah. And isn't it awkward that you're being paid for a service and then you start sleeping with your bosses?
Well, I think that seems kind of not prostitution-y, but sex work-y.
It just seems a little like if she wanted to maybe have a claim against them in any way.
Also, how did that come up? Like, I'm getting a massage. And it was a couple's massage.
Lower.
I've got one hand over here and one hand over here.
Okay. Well,
how do you like broach that? Like, you ask, like, hey,
can you?
Would you ever go all the way?
I don't know. I think that is so.
That's the stuff I always, like, I'm so fascinated by. Like, you know, people are freaky and they do their things, right? But like, how does that actually happen?
I am more interested in the conversation.
Yeah.
That's it. And I don't want to see anything else. I just want to hear what someone said to another person. Like,
you know, because like, hey, I'm so like naive these? And I, you know. She just covered herself up, by the way. She just wrapped herself.
I did.
She goes, you like these? And then she's like, oh, self-conscious.
I took my sweater and put my sweater on. I felt dirty. Oh,
those
aren't
pillows. Okay.
Do you have one for
me? I do.
Okay.
This should be relatively easy. This A-plus list former rapper is headed to trial in a $4.5 million battle with their ex-biz manager, who they claim had them sign contracts while sleep deprived.
Cardi B?
No.
Okay. Okay. Travis Scott?
No.
Do you have an idea, Mike?
Anytime it's A-plus rapper, is it Kanye?
Yes!
Oh, boy.
So Kanye West is headed to trial in a $4.5 million lawsuit with his ex-business manager, who Kanye claims had him sign contracts while he was sleep-deprived.
Okay.
Did you know that? Like, he basically was like, you can't enforce this contract because I was too stressed out for my divorce from Kim and I was really tired.
Okay. Well, then say, I'm too tired to take this in right now. I need a moment. Can I go take a nap?
I feel like most of us do everything we do in life is sleep deprived. Like,
yeah. Thank you.
Well,
yes.
To be clear, anytime you're awake, you're technically being deprived of sleep.
Exactly.
So. I'm going to say that. That's my new excuse.
When we come back, oh God, I love naps. I cannot wait for my weekend nap. When we return, though, we're not napping yet. We got to catch you up on Cram. What's a Cram, Dawn?
It is Kim and Croy.
Kim Zolciak, Bierman and Croy. Actually, she's now Kim Zolciak, no longer Bierman on her Insta. We'll tell you all about that when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.